The latest from Carrie Underwood on Q2 at 6:12. We have rain in central Minnesota, 50 degrees right now. We are joined this morning by, it is Dale Barnett, National Commander of the American Legion. Good morning to you, Commander. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. It's a good day to be down in Georgia. It sounds a little cool up there in Minnesota.
Yeah, a little bit cool, I guess. We had some pretty nice weather, and then we've been cool, and then we've been wet. But we needed the precipitation, Dale, so that's
a good thing. Okay, good.
Good thing. Talking about American Legion, you were talking about there have been some scandals with the VA healthcare system, and there have been some problems, but the American Legion, you believe the VA is still needed?
Well, absolutely. It's a system worth saving, and, you know, with the complexity of the VA healthcare system, as large as it is, there's always going to be stories of where we have failures. And I think if you talk to your listening audience, they would tell you that even in their own private health care, that it's not always up to expectation. There's some tweaking that needs to be done, and I've been probably over 50 VA health care facilities across the nation in the last 8 months, to include up in Minnesota. I will tell you that we're trying our best. I'll be meeting with the VA secretary Wednesday, tomorrow, in Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk about how we can continue to strategically improve and address those issues that may be out there in the VA healthcare system.
As you talk about that, are there ways you'll obviously, anytime there's maybe an issue or two, tough to get it fixed right away, but how can the VA be improved?
Well, first of all, one of the specific things, and it's very easy, and one of the directors I was with about 2 weeks ago, and it was in Kentucky, and the expectation is if the veteran calls up, that he ought to have somebody on the other end that's ready and willing to try to get that veteran an appointment in a timely manner. And then when he arrives at his health care provider, that there ought to be parking available, and that if he gets in line to be seen, that line is moving, and that the wait time once he gets to his provider is not excessive. I think that would be standard for anybody, but especially for a veteran, especially if it's a veteran that may be senior in age, maybe have some disabilities that need to be readdressed. They're special people with unique health care concerns, and we need to do everything we can as a nation to provide that.
Now, they have outsourcing, which is, I know they outsourced me one time because it was closer to where I live, and really didn't seem like a bad thing to do. So what role should that choice in outsourcing have?
Well, you know, the CHOICE program was supported by the American Legion. It's another opportunity to provide timely health care. Now, we've got some problems with the CHOICE. One of the problems, and I'm going to be talking to the secretary tomorrow about it. In fact, I was talking to one of his subordinates last night, is that we need to provide the fee payment to those providers so they'll want to do business with the VA. And right now there's a little problem of getting timely payments to our people who are providing the health care that's being outsourced, which is causing some of them to not want to do business, and that's a realistic thing. So that's something that's a unique problem that's existing right now, and I'm going to be talking to the secretary tomorrow, and hopefully we're going to get a plan to get that CHOICE program tweaked. It's not where it should be, and we're going to get it there, and we're going to work with them to try to make sure that the veterans provided the most timely and the best health care available in that community.
Talking to Dale Barnett, the National Commander of the American Legion. Dale, one of the things that I think we're pretty lucky in Minnesota, because every county, 81 or 82, whatever it is, in Minnesota, has a veteran service officer. That really is beneficial for the veterans here in Minnesota.
Absolutely. And I was I spent about 5 or 6 days up in Minnesota the first week of February this year. And I will tell you, those service officers provide such an important ability for the veteran to navigate the bureaucracy of the VA healthcare system. And it would be great if every American could have a a personal navigator that would help him through the system. But we've got a great system, and certainly yours in Minnesota is one of the models. And if your listening audience doesn't know what a service officer does, they're a person that's in your local community that helps you navigate your paperwork through the VA healthcare system so you can get that healthcare that you so richly have earned, and you deserve to get that best healthcare available. So I highly concur with what you said about the importance of service officers in our local community.
Commander, where can we go for more information? I know I can tell the folks where to go here locally, but where can they go for more information?
Nationally, we have a website. It's at legion.org. It's a public website. It has all sorts of information to include our charities that we have, which are 100%, because all our overhead is paid by our membership. But it talks about it's informative. There's videos about different issues, and it's just an exciting website for veterans to go to, or just someone who's just interested in helping veterans. You don't have to be a member to go on that website. It's a public site, and we'd love to partner with all those people out there who want to help veterans.
Very good. Hey, Commander, thanks for taking time out to talk about this subject.
Thank you, Al. You have a wonderful day.